With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli leaders have approved a military operation into the Gaza Strip city of Rafah, and Israeli forces are now striking targets in the area. The move came hours after Hamas announced it had accepted an Egyptian Qatari ceasefire proposal. At an earlier news conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is reviewing Hamas's response.
We will be discussing this response with our partners over the coming hours. We continue to believe that a hostage deal is in the best interests of the Israeli people. It's in the best interests of the Palestinian people. It would bring an immediate ceasefire. It would allow increased movement of humanitarian assistance. And so we're going to continue to work to try to reach one.
Even after the Rafah military operation started, Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said negotiators will continue talks on a ceasefire agreement. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's campaign and Democratic candidates are in a fevered race with Republicans over who can best exploit the potential of artificial intelligence, a technology that could transform American elections. Bernie Bennett has more.
So far, Democrats say that they are primarily using AI to help them find and motivate voters and better identify and overcome deceptive content. The Trump campaign said in a statement that it, quote, uses a set of proprietary algorithmic tools to help deliver emails more efficiently and prevent sign-up lists from being populated by false information. Most strategists agree that the Trump campaign and other Republicans made better use of social media than Democrats during the 2016 election cycle.
The judge presiding over the Trump criminal trial fined him $1,000 and warned of jail time for future gag order violations. That's while jurors heard testimony for the first time in New York about the financial reimbursements at the center of this case. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a decades-old Tennessee policy that does not allow transgender people to change the sex designation on their birth certificates is in the hands of a federal appeals court. Four men who are living as women are seeking to have the policy declared unconstitutional. A federal judge dismissed their case last year, and attorneys for the state say there is nothing in the Constitution that requires them to amend birth certificates to include so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Russia has again targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure as it damaged a nuclear facility in southern Sumy.
Russia launched a wave of explosive drones at Sumy overnight. Ukraine said it shot down 12, but didn't account for a 13th. It may have been that which struck the electricity facility. Repair crews have been working since to restore power. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's Belgorod region, which borders Sumy, said a deadly Ukrainian drone attack had hit a private car and minibuses transporting people he said were workers. Ukraine is eyeing Belgorod and neighbouring Russian regions nervously amid reports of a build-up of Russian troops.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. Jordan has stationed two helicopters in Cyprus to help the Mediterranean island nation combat potential forest fires. Cyprus, Greece, Jordan, and Israel often assist each other in recent years in fighting wildfires. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.